Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR. Hope you're having a great Friday out there, everybody. Thanks for sharing some of your time with us and hanging out with us. Got your host, James, here, joined by Melissa Kay.
Good morning.
And the best listeners in radio, thanks for joining us. Good things coming up for you. We got some entertainment news to kick things off. A little bit later, we're going to get into some fun stuff. Got a couple of good ones here for us. Where is that? Our favorite dinosaur, Mel.
Oh, yeah. We were talking about that earlier this week.
We're going to catch back up with that one. We got that coming up for you a little bit later. And some other fun stuff for you. And, of course, we'll wrap up the show talking a little bit about our weekend lineup and some of the cool things you've got coming up. But Dolly Parton, we are the home of Dolly Parton news here at WFHR.
Yes, we are.
So we got to cover one of the queens, if not the queen of music. And Dolly was recently asked what her wish would be for the holiday season. And her answer was kind of beautiful, as you would expect. She just wished people would have peace and goodwill towards one another. Quote, that is my wish, that people try to put aside all their differences and just try to find that peace that comes from Christmas and that peace within themselves and just try to love one another. Amen. Yeah. Elsewhere in the interview, Dolly also talked about her Christmas books and how she dresses up like Santa Claus and still has a cookie night with all of her nieces and nephews.
Oh, I love that.
I one of my favorite memories and one of the quintessential things, memories for me of Christmas is making cookies with my mom and sister and brother and all that. And yeah, you know, packaging them up and everything. I can't think of anything maybe more wholesome than Dolly Parton doing this. Like, that's amazing. Yeah. That's awesome. Basically, she loves the holiday season and goes all out. She even called herself, quote, a Holly Dolly Christmas girl.
Oh, that's great.
Holly, that seems like a Christmas song. Girl. That seems like it should be a song.
It's Holly Dolly Christmas.
It's a great one. And Dolly Parton's Billy the Kid, you can get that right now, and it's randomly signed. You can find that, and it goes into the Dolly Parton Imagination Library.
Nice.
You can find out more about Dolly Parton's Imagination Library through Women's United, through the United Way of Southwood and Adams County. They are got a bunch of stuff going on over there right now. Check them out at uwswac.org and get in on that, everybody. That one of the greatest things you'll do every year is getting into the Imagination Library. It really is. It's a beautiful
The importance
thing.
Of kids reading at a young age or being read to at a young age, it goes so far to help prepare them for later in life. The worth of it is, you can't, there's no words.
Well, I mentioned before, you know, one of the ways that I've realized that I show my appreciation, my love that I think of people is gift giving. But I think the extension of that is doing it and not anonymously. I can't think of many cooler things to me than doing something like that, but doing it anonymously. And something like this, it just is that way. You just do this, and it's for somebody in Wood or Adams County, and some kid out there is getting those books. I don't know who, but I know that they're getting them. It's pretty cool. It's a fun feeling, especially this time of year. One of the more versatile entertainers in the last, I'd say, 15, 20 years, Lady Gaga. She has a new album called LG7, and it sounds like it is a trip. Gaga says it includes, quote, so many different genres, so many different styles, and so many different dreams. It leaps around genres in a way that's almost corrupt, and it ends with love. That's the answer to all of the chaos in my life, and that I find peace with love. Just quoting her on her new album. And while the album does end in a very happy place, she says, quote, every song that I wrote, I just kept kept getting kind of swept away in these different dreams I was having about the past. Quote, almost like a recollection of all these good and bad decisions that I made in my life. Sounds like a really complete album from her.
Yeah.
And
I'd be interested in hearing that. She's a fantastic singer.
And to that point, and to what she's talking about here, this a lot of people are making this sound like this is something brand new for her. Did you not see her with Tony Bennett, or see her in her meat dress, or see her at the Super Bowl? Like, she's done it. She's been doing this her whole career, showing you that she can sing every different type of style. I always talk about this with actors. I was getting into this with Pete Schwabe the other day. To me, the greatest actors, it's not just that you can do it on stage, but you can do it all. drama, comedy, everything. It's the well, and too she's often, that as a singer.
Yes, and too often the fans of people want they want just the same thing all the time. But no, I liked you in this. I want to see you like that every time. Well, no, that's not it's not a whole lot of fun for the performer or the singer to just be shoehorned into one. You know, we talk about that with typecasting, where you get have to play the same roles all the time. Well. No, why not show the range of someone and be able to see all those different things? My favorite is seeing someone in a role and not recognizing them.
And then
one point you're like, wait a minute, is that? Oh my gosh, that's you know so and so. That blows my mind. I love it.
I'm right with you on that. There are certain actors that I've studied and followed, it feels like, my whole life. And when they do it, it just blows me away. Again, Robert Downey Jr. in Oppenheimer. It's not like he's in a ton of makeup or anything like that. It's not that. It's his actions and his mannerisms and his face and just the way he... You forget that's Iron Man. You forget that that's, you know, it's a really great performance. And stuff like that, I'm so with you on. That's a great one. And let's see here. Well, what's new on your small screen, new on your big screen this weekend? It's interesting this time of year because while they do put plenty of stuff out there, there's also, people understand, oh, there's a lot of traveling, a lot of parties going on.
And we're all watching A Charlie Brown Christmas. It's fine.
Yeah. So if,
we
as
don't
long
need
as,
any new stuff.
As long as that's on, who cares what else is on? Tonight on at 7 o'clock on CBS, the National Christmas Tree Lighting. That is on. On CBS at 8 o'clock. Oh, right after that is Josh Groban and Friends Home for the Holidays Christmas Special.
Oh, well, that should be fun.
Could check that out. On Netflix, the 6888, starring the great Kerry Washington. That one looks pretty good. Also, you've got NFL football this weekend. On Saturday, you've got the Chiefs and the Texans. On a little bit after that, you'll have the Ravens and Steelers. On Saturday Night Live, Martin Short is hosting.
Really?
Oh,
cool.
I can't wait. Oh, God, I love it when he comes back to 30 Rock. One of the greatest performers on in 30 Rock's history. It's great. Hozier is going to be the musical guest, so that's a good one, too. Sunday Night Football, Dallas Cowboys versus Tampa Bay Buccaneers. You also have at 7:30 on CBS the 47th Annual Kennedy Center Honors. Honors include Francis Ford Coppola, The Grateful Dead, Bonnie Raitt, and Arthur Sandoval, jazz trumpeter.
Nice.
And a special award for the Apollo Theater.
Cool.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I like that. That is pretty interesting. So that's what's new.
On building has won a major award.
You know, if you're going to give it to a building, that's the one to give it to. The Apollo is, if you, I would rather perform at the Apollo than Broadway. Like that's wild for me to say. I don't even believe the words are coming out of my mouth. But I just knowing
you just said them. Everybody heard it.
Yeah, just knowing the history of the Apollo Theater and everything. There's so many cool stories about that place. Yeah, that's the one for me.
I personally feel that any award that is given in the month of December needs to be a leg lamp.
Yes, 100%.
Should be
a
requirement. That just should be the shape of it.
Yeah. Well, 100%.
I've won a major award.
Put it into existence. Yes, put it into existence, everybody. New on the big screen for the holiday season, just a couple of these we'll touch on, and then we'll get into more next week. Sonic the Hedgehog 3 is coming out. Keanu Reeves is one of the voices in this one.
Really?
Jim Carrey is back. I do, too. I'm a big fan of Keanu, and he's a really good voice actor.
I bet.
This is a really good one. Homestead is out. You got a couple of... that's a limited release, I believe. Along with Baby Girl is also in limited release. But in a wider release, Mustafa the Lion King, rated PG.
Yeah, is that the live action one?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
A lot of big voices in that one, too.
Yeah.
Big cast.
And I love the that they've included the speech. James Earl Jones at the beginning, the Mustafa.
It's speech. A nice tip of the hat to an amazing, amazing actor, amazing career.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
A movie that I'll be honest, I'll probably only see it once, but I cannot wait to see it. The Brutalist. This is the movie that is you're going to be hearing a lot more about in the next month when Oscar season comes around. Adrian Brody is a Holocaust survivor separated from his wife, Felicity Jones, in Budapest, and then he makes his way to America and eventually finds himself working for Guy Pearce while trying to figure out how to reunite with his family. There are so many layers to this movie and such amazing performances from Felicity Jones. Guy Pearce, they're saying that it's the performance of his career, which is really saying something. And Adrian Brody has already won an Oscar, and this may be another one of those where this is the best work he's done. And this is a guy who's already won an Oscar and has already done some amazing work. Just the trailers get me emotional. I can't. I'm really looking forward to seeing the movie. While also knowing that it'll probably be a one-time watch. There's certain movies. I think Schindler's List is one of the greatest movies I'll ever see, and it's one of the most complete movies I've ever seen. While I've gone back and watched some clips, I can't watch that movie twice. I can't do it. I'd love to be able to lie to people and tell you I could, but I can't.
Well, and some of the history, it is difficult to take it in. It's important that we don't forget it.
Mm-hmm.
Because they say, you know, if we don't learn from history, we are doomed to repeat it.
I agree with that sentiment as much as I agree also that we owe it to those that from the past to keep history alive.
Yeah.
Just a real quick side note here, I want to say a gigantic shout out and congratulations to the newest cast of Arsenic and Old Lace. I don't know that they've announced it yet, but I feel like they probably have. And I know that we've got a local guy around here that is going to be in it, so I want to send a shout out to Seth and the whole cast. Ooh, congratulations to everybody that was. I haven't seen the cast yet either, but I imagine that it's probably out there. And I want to wish them well. They're going to break a leg. They're going to have a great run. And I'm sure they will be joining us on Midday Magazine.
Okay, yeah, it's not on their Facebook page yet. So,
Also want to send a big shout or a note to everybody out there of our weekend lineup and what's coming up next week. We've got some great stuff lined up for you this weekend. We'll have, of course, our Sunday lineup for you. Be sure to check that out. But before that, you got Saturday, and we got some good stuff for you on Saturdays. Sunshine Polka Show coming at you at 7 a.m. Great way to start off your Saturday. Maybe the best way to start off your Saturday. It is one of the greatest shows you will ever hear. It is one of our oldest shows and one of our mainstays here at WFHR. Join our polka guy, Tim Hubbelt, for a great one. He's got a Christmas one lined up for you, too.
Ooh, awesome.
Check that out, everybody. Our great friends at Family Natural Foods sponsor the Hour of Terry Talks Nutrition with Terry Lemron. Few voices in the supplement industry are greater than Terry. and I really enjoy listening to him talk. Just a wealth of knowledge when it comes to the subject. And you learn something almost every time you listen to Terry. Check that out at 8 a.m. Terry Talks Nutrition, brought to you by Family Natural Foods. And Over the Back Fence, Seth hosts this on the weekends at 11. This is a show that we've loved for a very long time. And we always like to let you guys look behind the curtain. We're always honest with you guys. We don't put on airs. That show is only going to survive as long as you use it. It is your local billboard show. It is a show that we think has a lot of great use nowadays, where we just don't have a lot of people, you know, being able to interact with people straight up. Here's a show where you're calling with items you're looking for, items you want to sell, and boom, just like that, you're interacting. It's just you and the other person, no middleman, nothing like that. It's a great resource, but honestly, everybody, I don't want to waste the hour of Seth. I'm going to be completely honest. I put that man to stretch Melissa and Seth pretty thin. and while we love having an hour of live time on the air with you guys, we got to make use of it. We're not interested in filling time. We're interested in making time, make use in time and everything. We want you to call in, use the show, get ready to call up with your items that you're looking for, items you want to sell, 11 to noon Saturday right here at WFHR.
And that number is 715-424-2600.
You can use the Civic Media app for it as well.
It's easy. One button dial in and it's a free app.
Sunday night, we got a great lineup for you. I believe that for Director's Cut, we're going to be replaying last year's Christmas special we did with Melissa.
And we're doing a new one too, right?
Yeah. We got a new one coming up next week for you, everybody. We're very excited about it. Kind of a new tradition for us around here. The three of us getting together for Christmas on Director's Cut. Seth Faces Music from 6 to 8. Seth will have a great one lined up for you there. Be sure to check that out. One of the more unique shows you're ever going to hear. And some of the best production you're going to hear, too, by the way. Just lights out on that show.
Yeah.
And from 8 to 9, join us from Unlabeled.
All right. Is there a theme this week?
Yeah. So last week I did a Christmas special, Side A, and it was a little more obscure Christmas songs. This one, Side B, the hits.
So you flipped it.
Yep.
All right.
Yep. And
the B side was A, and now we're going to get the A side on B.
Yes. Yes. So to me, is that not? I mean, did that everybody just like right away nods their head? Well, that's what James would do. Yes.
Of course he would.
I was shocked when I looked at how many big hits that are still being played like nonstop right now that came out in the 90s.
Yeah, there are so I believe many. It.
Mm-hmm. We had Isn't a lot
that
when
did you include MC in that one?
Yes, I did. Yes, I did.
Wow,
I did. I feel like that was. It's not my tape. These mixtapes are made for you guys. So, in order to make a true mixtape,
somebody likes that song. Yep. Obviously,
got to get it out there. And of course, we've touched on this a little bit. We will have for you coming up our 30 Hours of Christmas next week.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get into the lineup and everything that's in store with that next Monday. This coming Monday, we'll get into that.
Yeah. And if you're signed up for our newsletter, we included that this week, so you have it right in your inbox.
Yeah, and be sure to sign up for the newsletter, everybody, and spread the word about that. Mm-hmm. Some incredible work being put into that. Greatly appreciate the team working so hard on that. Check that out,
thank
everybody.
Thank you, everybody that contributed. But you can sign up right on our website, WFHR.com. It's real easy. Just put in your email address. And if there's anything special you'd like to see in there, let us know.
Check it out, everybody. And thank you so much, everybody who has already signed up. Mm-hmm. Take a quick time out. We'll come back and we'll have some more fun on the morning show here at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show at WFHR, locally grown radio.
Softly they fall, where do they go? Cover the ground without a sound.
Gentle softly
fall from the sky.
Delicate voice of Gregory Porter.
I want to hear that whole song. I've never heard that before.
Ooh, yeah. Purple Snowflakes. Yeah.
Ooh.
Ooh, good song. Good song.
Okay, I'm writing that down.
There's a lot of great Christmas music, but a lot of great styles of Christmas music and everything. But I really love Christmas jazz. I wholeheartedly admit that I am a jazz fiend, so I you know, there's that. But I do love Christmas jazz.
And I definitely like jazz versions of classic Christmas songs.
Mm-hmm. You know, speaking of Christmas, Melissa, there are a few things that we haven't covered by now, Christmas-wise. We've covered the gamut. That's what we do here at the morning show. We're talking gifts. We're talking presents, all kinds of things. On Mondays, Seth and Melissa and I are going to talk about what you're putting on the top of your tree. We're going to be talking about that. We want audience participation, so do some homework this weekend and look at the top of your tree.
Do some research.
Hey, what did we put up there? But, you know, one subject we have not covered, dinosaurs. We have not covered dinosaurs in the Christmas
What's
season.
What's your favorite Christmas dinosaur?
I mean, we all go over this. This is a, you know, no, I don't know. I just thought that we talk a lot of Christmas stuff. Why not throw something else in there that's a little bit different and fun? And it has been going all over Reddit and a couple of places online. You can go to YouGov.com to find out the, or YouGov.org to find the complete list of this one. We're getting into the adults that have their favorite dinosaur. It's one thing for a kid. Now,
right.
For journal, you know, we are a talk station and we focus very heavily on news. So to do a little journalism, I just talked to a 5-year-old. And by that, I mean, I went across the hall. and I asked this very intelligent, creative 5-year-old what her favorite dinosaur was. And she looked at me dumbfounded. And we came up with a dodo.
Technically, that is a dinosaur.
Yes, it is. It is. and she's going to pick one out, though. She is going to pick one out. But there's a lot of great dinosaurs out there. And it's one thing to ask a kid what their favorite dinosaur is. Most of them will have an answer for you. But adults, mm-hmm. I love this question for adults. I think it's a lot of fun. In somewhat of a random new poll, over 1,000 American adults were asked what their favorite dinosaur is. And I think almost tragically, 41% said they didn't have a favorite. They didn't have. They didn't even know how to answer the question. Not surprising. Yeah, not surprisingly, most of the ones that people did pick are common ones. 19% of people said that their favorite is the Tyrannosaurus Rex. 6% said Velociraptor. And another 6% said a Brontosaurus.
Okay.
5% said Triceratops. 4% said Pterodactyl. And another 4% said Stegosaurus. Mm-hmm. And, and overall, 13% of adults say that they love dinosaurs, and another 31% say that they like them. so, you know, 47% said that they are indifferent about it, but the box office numbers for the next dinosaur movie, which is coming out any day now, will tell you differently, because these they always do well, and... Just a touch on this subject that I didn't really think about until I came across this poll. I love things that somehow combine worlds of being young and old. And we learn, almost every one of us learn about dinosaurs and the types of dinosaurs when we're in grade school.
Mm-hmm.
And the idea that you still have a love of dinosaurs or even care, like a little bit, even interested in them slightly or something, or every once in a while you catch yourself going down a rabbit hole of it, or, you know, when archaeologists find a dinosaur bones and you read mm-hmm. the article, I feel like that's not just nostalgia or anything like that, or just interesting information. I feel like it is kind of a touch back to our childhood a bit.
A little bit, yeah, I'd agree with that.
I wouldn't have known this until my godson, Cole, who is on the spectrum. Cole and I spent a lot of time together when he was little, and one of the things that Cole could do that just blew my mind was Cole knew all the, like, literally all of the dinosaurs, and he knew the actual, like, scientific names for them.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking at them right now, Melissa, and I can't say them. Like, right? This kid knew them, like, up and down, and it was seeing it through his eyes that really gave me an idea of, like, wow, this is one of those things that you talk about, a subject that oftentimes can bring young and old together or mm-hmm. be the icebreaker that you need. I brought this up with a lot of people that do Big Brothers Big Sisters, and so many of them, their first question is, what do I say? Talk dinosaurs. Even if they don't like dinosaurs, it's a great, like, lead-in. It's a great mm-hmm. icebreaker. Mm-hmm. You know, they're, it's just a kind of a fun subject, and we're still finding dinosaur bones.
Yeah, well, especially as the ice caps are melting and exposing, you know, parts of the Earth that we as humans have never seen and never even, like, you know, dug into.
Yeah.
Which is terrifying, but also interesting at the same time.
That's the world we live in right now, isn't it?
Yeah.
Melissa, I have to ask, though, do you have a favorite dinosaur?
I do. Mm. I do. Mm. It's a Saurothalus.
Oh yeah, I see it right here. Yeah.
Yep, and it's Ducky from The Land Before Time.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Yep.
Oh, it's a good one. That's a good one. I like that.
My name is Ducky. That's what it is.
I don't believe that saber-toothed tigers count, but if they did, I would easily choose that. But I don't think that they necessarily count. I think that you could also cheat on this and say turtles or birds or, you know, certain things. You know, they even have a chicken on this list. That chickens evolved from dinosaurs.
Mm-hmm.
But I got to go with the Stegosaurus. I think Stegosauruses are cool. I just think they're cool.
I mean, because there's also sharks.
Yeah.
Bees, snakes. I mean, we do have modern day dinosaurs.
Yeah. Which is, again, going back to the whole keeping history alive thing. Mm-hmm. When we talk about that stuff, we're not just talking about, you know, horrific or big events in human history, but just the continuing of human history. History that was 233 million years ago. Mm-hmm. That kind of stuff.
Crocodiles. Ostriches.
Keeping history alive is not just, I think, important for future generations. It's fun. It's cool. Like, mm-hmm. this is it. This is wild, man. There were velociraptors running around.
And James, we're eating modern day dinosaurs.
Yeah,
with chickens, but also like crabs and lobsters.
Yeah. But yes. But I'll never forget being a kid and finding that out about chickens, and then like how I felt eating a drumstick from then on. Like, I'm eating a dinosaur.
Yeah.
There's something to that. It's mm-hmm. it's kind of interesting. Feel free to call up and let us know what your favorite dinosaur is, everybody.
Even if you haven't thought about it since you were 10.
Yeah. This time of year really brings out the kid in a lot of us, and maybe this mm-hmm. subject will.
Sure.
We will come back, after our news break and our sports break and hanging out with our partners a little bit here. We'll do that when we're getting in plenty more when we come back on The Morning Show at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning Show here at WFHR.
This Christmas will mean something more. Maybe this year, love will appear deeper than
Tracy Thorne playing us in. Wonderful voice. Really
another
good
song I've never heard at Christmas time.
Tracy Thorne, like especially back in the late 90s and everything, worked with a lot of electronic bands, especially like Massive Attack and a couple of really good ones. And it's cool to hear her voice over different music than it's not just, you know, trip hop beats or something like that. Yeah. It's interesting. I'm sorry, I got distracted. The moon's out. And anytime I see the moon during the day, it just gets me.
Squirrel.
But, yep, exactly. Exactly. That happened to me earlier, right as we were going to commercial break, that there was an eagle flying by. We've got an eagle nest ahead of us, and I haven't seen them in a while. That was pretty cool.
Oh, yeah. Good to see them.
Our new official national bird, everybody.
What?
Yeah. Seth and I were talking about this the other day. Apparently, the eagle, the bald eagle, has, you know, oh, we've got it on our currency and all these things, but it hadn't ever really been our official state, country bird, and now it is. Now it is the official symbol and all that.
Really?
Yeah. Got some interesting notes here, some side notes. We got a huge holiday poll that came out, and it looked at the various activities we've got planned this month. And here's what Americans are doing for the holidays this year. 86% of us will celebrate Christmas, Hanukkah, or another winter holiday. 86%. Good. That's pretty high.
That's a lot.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. 87% of people celebrating will put up some sort of decorations.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's there's a higher percentage of people, and it's only 1%, but there's a higher percentage of people putting up decorations than celebrating the holiday or holidays.
Well, some of us just like to seasonally decorate, James. What's wrong with that?
Nothing at all. You know, and I
stop picking on me.
I really appreciate people I feel like where we are, or at least where we're getting with this, where we're just, you know, whatever you celebrate or whatever, go ahead and say it. Like I don't know. I don't see the bent out of shape that there used to be of this, or how that used to be a talking point.
Well,
and
I think we're getting past it.
Yeah,
because it's silly.
It is
silly.
It really
Whatever you celebrate it. Remember, great, good for you.
People losing their minds over a Santa that you know, basically are a black or a Spanish or anything Santa. Like, what are you doing? What are we doing? We're talking about an imaginary a wonderful person, a wonderful human being that could be anything. Mm-hmm. Could be anything. Yeah. We don't know. Mm-hmm. I haven't seen Santa. Have you? I mean, we see images of Santa. We see Santa in certain places and everything. But it seems to me he could be just about anything.
Right. Those are our representations of a character. They're not. I mean, have you actually seen the
Santa? Is what I mean. Yes.
The Santa.
Yes. Yes. I'm not going to.
I personally met Santa 29.
Yeah, and I'm going to say this too. I learned from the Elf Call-In Show. I'm not calling him the big guy anymore. I'm not calling him that anymore.
Don't
learned,
do it.
Yeah, don't do it.
He doesn't like it. Apparently,
75.
I also got a text, James.
75% will listen to Christmas music.
Okay.
Yeah, that's
I mean, by choice.
That's a great follow-up.
Because you're going to hear it this time of year, even if you don't purposely put it on.
Mm-hmm.
Just walk into a store.
75% will also watch at least one holiday movie this year.
Yeah. 75, that's a pretty high number.
Yeah, all these numbers are a little higher than I think I expected, actually.
Really?
That's interesting. Hmm.
Okay.
70% plan to go look at lights. Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, because
the people who put the effort into making those fantastic light displays are more power to you.
Yes.
That's awesome. And I would love to come see it. I'm not going to do it myself. I mean, I did put a string of lights up in my living room. Yay me.
Good on you. Good on you for doing it. My parents have never put outside lights up. They put up some candy canes this year. My dad was all proud of it and everything. Yeah. I think, between us, I think part of the reason he did it was just so he could figure out how to, like, get the extension cord and maneuver it around and all that. Like, I think he loved the process as much as he loved the loves them up.
Actually putting something.
Yeah.
I did put a wreath up on my door. But I hung it on the inside of the door because it's real cedar. It's real cedar boughs. So I didn't want it to just freeze and die.
Yeah.
And they keep better at, you know, around like the not super freezing. So you can still see it through my window if you look.
And hey, you get to enjoy it. I mean, that's cool. That's cool.
And I go out my door.
Right. 60% hope to have at least one cup of hot cocoa. Yeah, definitely. I got to get that in. My numbers are low on
James,
that one.
James, you're going to be jealous of this. I had a pumpkin spice hot chocolate.
Oh, that sounds amazing. Oh, that sounds really good.
As much as we pick on pumpkin spice,
yeah.
It's actually, after we get past Thanksgiving, I think it's more acceptable somehow.
Absolutely, yeah. Somehow it works out that way. But yeah, definitely. Like, all that, like in November, but now, yes. 48% will attend at least one holiday party this year.
Mm.
That's a good one. It's great. Some of this stuff is just, I think, like the idea of driving around and looking at lights. Mm-hmm. You know, to think that these traditions are still popular and that cool and everything. Like, I like seeing that. That's fun.
Yeah, I do too.
44% will send out at least one card.
Ooh.
We just got done a big shout out to Pam and putting together all these Christmas cards for us to send out. All I had to do was sign them. Pam did all the heavy lifting. Nice work, Pam. Greatest card giver ever,
yes,
Pam Hilke.
She absolutely is.
42% will attend a religious service.
Okay.
There you go.
I mean, it's kind of big this time of year.
I went to Midnight Mass once with my Nana, and it was important to her every Christmas going to Midnight Mass, and it was beautiful. It was beautiful. Mm-hmm. I was very moved by it.
Yeah, they're usually beautiful ceremonies with lots of I love the singing. That is probably my favorite part.
Yeah, it really was. I was young when I did it and everything, but it really was impactful. Mm-hmm. 22% hope to kiss someone under the mistletoe.
22%. Is that even a thing anymore? Do people hang up mistletoe?
I don't know. I don't know. And in this day and age, I'm not sure, you know. Talk about knowing your audience. Like, you definitely want to know your audience before you go in on that one.
Well, yes. It's a consensual thing. You must consent, mm-hmm, obviously. Mm-hmm. I mean, don't mind me just running around with my sprig of mistletoe and holding it above my head. It's fine. If you want to join me under this mistletoe, it's totally your choice.
I want to know the percentage of us that will see somebody walking around with one of those hats with a mistletoe on it. I want to see that on those lists.
That's what I need. Then I don't have to hold it.
Nope. Just perfect. Right there for you, everywhere you go. 19% will build a snowman, and 14% plan to make a snow angel.
I have plans. They're going to have to wait till Monday, according to Brittany. But then we'll have the snow that's packable.
So last night we get done with things here, and I ran to my folks' house. It's just me and Sam, and I got Sam outside. And as we're out there, I'm like, okay, I get the shoveling done now. At least it's, you know, a little bit easier in the morning. So I'm doing that, and it's just been a long week, mm-hmm. and I don't know why, but I just dropped the shovel and made a snow angel.
Nice.
Just for no reason. Now, it turned out as a devil, and I don't know why that always happens to me. I don't know. No.
It's the hair, James.
Shout out to Homer Simpson. That's not my joke. That's Homer's. But I did actually make a snow angel. I actually did.
Oh, good.
I actually did.
Good.
It was fun.
Yeah.
And I encourage you to do that stuff, everybody. It actually was worth getting cold. It really was.
It's better when you're wearing snow pants, though.
Yeah, I should have been doing that. I did not plan that out. Most Christmas mornings will have fewer than 10 people in attendance. 39% said less than 5, so just immediate family. 5% said more than 20, though.
Wow. And that's for big family gatherings that do it on Christmas. That's cool.
Have only had a couple like that in my life, but they were cool. It was cool. Mm-hmm. Like all my cousins or something like that were there, that kind of thing. That was fun.
We always did Christmas Day, like, you know, Christmas morning with just immediate family. All our family gatherings were around that time.
One of my favorite things about the holidays, and probably the biggest thing I miss about the holidays, is all that family that you don't see that often, but you know you're going to see them on Christmas or you know, something like that. And I miss that. I really do. Mm-hmm. And 2/3 of families will hang stockings for Santa to fill. That's a good one. And hey, for those that aren't, that's just less work for the big guy. Oh, darn it, I did it.
You did it again, James. For jolly Saint Nick.
Mm-hmm. 45% wrap up our list here. 45% will leave out milk and cookies on Christmas Eve.
I gotta bake them cookies.
Yeah.
Miss Holly said he likes them soft in the middle.
He does like them. Keep that in mind, everybody. Now, Santa's not picky. He just appreciates you doing it. But if you want to, you know, maybe
up the points a little bit there.
Yeah, because some of us are really cutting it. We're getting in at the last second here and everything. But just speaking for myself, just getting in at the last minute.
You know, James, I know you tried packaging those up and shipping them to the North Pole. They got rejected at the border.
I don't know how I'm going to get that Millennium Falcon if I don't. I got just a couple days left here to get on that good list. I'm gonna do it. I'm right in the middle.
I believe in you.
Thank you
You're
Melissa.
Welcome. You're welcome.
We will come back with some good stories of the day. Oh, maybe that'll help. Maybe that'll be one of them. James got on the good list first time in 20 years. Coming up on the morning show. Welcome back, everybody. Morning Show here at WFHR. Last segment of the week. We'll take you right to the top of the hour, Melissa and I.
Have a holly jolly Christmas. It's the best time of the year. I don't know if there'll be snow, but have a cup of cheer.
Heck, have two cups, everybody. Why
it's
not?
Cheer.
It's cheer.
Empty of calories.
Yeah. Get it in. We got some great good stories of the day for you and some local stuff we're going to touch on in just a moment. But I cannot help myself, Melissa, when you can combine the wonderful romance and the Christmas season. That's a story to me. Mm. And this is a really well done one by them. Santa Claus made an early visit to Broken Arrow, Oklahoma.
Ooh.
One of my favorite cities. I love that. The name of that city, there's some interesting stuff about it. But Santa presided over 14 weddings for the city's pre-Christmas wedding Wednesday.
Whoa.
That's pretty cool.
That's a lot.
Quote, time does get a little tight this time of year, but luckily, with a lot of help from Miss Claus and a lot of good help from the elves, we're able to make things happen up here, Santa said. The event marked the second annual Wedding Wednesday, sponsored by the city and presided over by jolly old Saint Nick.
Wow.
The newlywed couples were treated to rides in horse-drawn carriages after the ceremonies.
Oh, that's fun.
That is really
cool. How cool. Wedding Wednesdays. Supported by the city. I love it.
It's a really fun idea. I like it. Quote from the head of their tourism and economic office, this year we filled up very quickly on our options, so maybe next year we'll have to have more slots available because all 14 slots like filled up early in the year.
Mm.
So this is really popular over there.
Yeah, that's cool.
And one of those events people travel for. Like I think they said somebody from Minnesota, like a couple from Minnesota traveled to have this done.
That's, hey, I mean, there's destination weddings. Who knew it would be to Oklahoma?
Yeah. That's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. And a fun story.
Mm-hmm.
Be sure to check out more stories like that and share those stories with us, everybody. We love when you guys share stories with us and everything. Mm-hmm. Feel free to
especially
do that.
Local good stories are so good.
Speaking of local good stories, we got some for you. First, our lineup for today. We got a great one. Be sure to stick around for Matt and Air on Air. Jane and Greg will get you ready for your afternoon. They will be here from 11 to noon. And not only will they have some great content for you, they'll have that Civic Media Grown-Up Gift List Text to Win Contest word.
They will.
It's coming up in just a little bit. Be listening for that, everybody, and be listening again at the top of the 1 and 4 o'clock hours this afternoon for your last chances to get in on Civic Media's Grown-Up Gift List Text to Win Contest.
That's right. Todd Alba will have your one at 1 o'clock during his show.
Yeah. Be sure to check that out. Also, we got a great lineup for you tonight from 2 to 4, Maggie Dawn Show. Man, I love Maggie Dawn Show. Great show. Check that out, everybody. And then from 4 to 5, we'll be here with Midday Magazine, one more for the week, and it's a good one. In part one, oh, sorry, Melissa, did you?
Oh, it's just a good. I can't wait. Tell me who it is.
In part one, Senator Patrick Teston will be joining us.
Excellent.
Always an open and real conversation with Senator Teston. Looking forward to him joining us today. Going to talk a little bit about some of the committees he is on and some of the other things going on towards the end of the year here.
Yeah.
And in part two, we'll catch up with our friends from the Wisconsin Rapids Public Schools. Superintendent Ronald Rasmussen will be with us.
Excellent.
Melissa, I don't know how much you've heard about this or our community, or our audience has, but they're doing something really cool over at Lincoln High School. They had this Cool to Be Kind program that is turned into an interact club with the Rotary Club.
Nice.
We're going to talk a little bit about that and how kids are helping other kids with mental health and transitioning and so many other things.
Good.
That is going to be a really interesting conversation. Be sure to check that out at 4:30 today, everybody. Okay. And a big thank you to Pam Hilke and the amazing scheduling job she does week in and week out.
Yes.
We appreciate you, Pam.
Thank you, Pam.
Some sports on your radio dial tonight, 5 to 6. Join us for Playmakers. We'll be here live and direct, taking your sports feelings and thoughts.
calling in with ping pong.
Just a solo show today. I forgot Seth is out. I'm going to be honest with everybody. up until this moment right now, I forgot that Seth was out. I was so proud of myself this week. I've been a step or two ahead of almost everything this week, but there's just one or two things that slipped by. That was one of them.
Well, you were juggling a lot this week, James.
I'm not alone because I got this audience with me. So you'll be my co-host tonight, everybody, for Playmakers from 5 to 6. A big thank you to Quality Plus Printing sponsoring that hour.
Mm-hmm.
Sunday, we got some great basketball for you at noon. Wisconsin men's basketball taking on Detroit Mercy. Be sure to check that one out.
Great.
I also wanted to mention some other great things going on in our community, like the Winter Farmers Market.
Yeah, that happens on Saturday mornings.
9 to 1.
Join in the Moravian Church.
Yeah, 310 First Avenue South, right here in Wisconsin Rapids. Not only a great opportunity to buy local, support local, and support our local ag industry, but I know a lot of people that go there, and they like to, you know, just see some people and maybe get out of the house a little bit and everything.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they have refreshments that are complimentary, can warm you up, and you can shop in the warm or visit in the warm. It's all good.
Be sure to check that out, everybody.
And they have different vendors every week.
And I wanted to, that's another great note, Melissa. Thank you for that. And I wanted to mention this, too, and we'll be talking about this a little bit more with Ron later, superintendent of the Wisconsin Rapids Public Schools. Just reading off of the Lincoln High School Facebook page here, Lincoln High School Community Holiday Concert was supposed to occur Thursday evening, but thankfully, to their staff members, they had the foresight to record the concert early in case today the weather was bad, and it was. So. You can still enjoy it, everybody.
Great. That's awesome.
These talented students work so hard on this one, and they rehearse and practice, and then they have it canceled. That's a shame that they can't do it live, but it's great that you can still support these kids and check that out. Go to Lincoln High School's Facebook page, and you can find the concert right there. There's a link and everything. I encourage you to do that. Rapids Pride, baby.
Yeah, and definitely better that everybody stayed safe last night.
Absolutely, yeah. And there's something about this week. I think it was last year or maybe the year before, one of the key concerts that was coming to the PAC happened, and I wanted to go so bad, and there was a huge snowstorm, and weren't able to. It just seems to happen this time of year. We got other good stories going on as well that we want to touch on. Like Santa, let's see here. Jeff Bezos' ex, Mackenzie Scott, is closing out 2024 with a bang. She just announced another $2 billion in donations.
Whoa, that's a lot. You said billion with a B, right?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. She's now given away over $19 billion since they split up 5 years ago.
Good for her.
How cool it, like. Look, I'm gonna be real with everybody right now. I've read a lot about her, and she's doing this. It really seems like from all purposes, out of her heart. This is just the kind of person she's always been. But if she was doing this just to like kind of like, you know, poke him or anything, I'd be fine with it. I'm fine
also
with that.
Fine with it.
I'm cool with that. Whatever. I don't care why she's doing it necessarily. The $2 billion in donations.
I mean, James, in all reality, we shouldn't have billionaires. What good does it do to have that much money? None. Oh, except you can buy an election.
Outside of being able to buy politics in many ways, there's not many good. And how many billionaires are good people? Like how
and
many
doing
like,
good
like,
things
and doing no. good like yeah yeah it doesn't
with
it,
those with those billions that they have
it doesn't feel like they say that power corrupts. I think money corrupts. I think it's more so
I mean
that.
It does say in the Bible money is the root of all evil. Well, maybe not the Bible, but that was thrown around a lot when I was growing up.
That's I don't know if I've ever necessarily thought about that, but when you think about that top 1%, how many of them are doing any good? At least she is. And again, $19 billion she has donated over 5 years. That's incredible.
Yeah, that's good.
And a 19-year-old on Long Island named Andrew Reed put together a huge Christmas display using mostly junk. Charlie Brown tree here. He fixed up decorations that were being thrown out to save them from ending up in a landfill. So repurposing them, recycling them.
Nice.
His display includes more than 500 decorations and close to 100,000 lights.
Wow.
All repurposed.
Wow.
He made it a charity fundraiser with all the proceeds going to the Ronald McDonald House.
How cool.
He called it Misfit Island Christmas Lights Spectacular.
Oh, I bet you could not help yourself.
It's so good. It's so good. That's a wonderful story. And again, 19 years old. It is so easy for people to take shots at the youth and to, you know, oh, they're not doing this, they're not doing that. Every day we do good stories, and almost every single one of them have to do with an under 20-year-old. They're doing some great work out there. Let's meet them halfway. Let's also, as older adults, meet them and do some good work, too. Yeah. And the idea of repurposing things has always been really cool to me. I always use the example when somebody takes an old door and turns it into a table or something like that. I think that stuff's just really cool. I love taking the carpentry or construction world or anything and putting it into the creative world because they both are hand in hand. But yeah. This is taking it to another level. That's pretty cool.
Well, we do live in a throwaway society, and I think we're learning that that's going to cause some problems.
Yeah.
So it's great that the more that we can reuse, recycle, reduce, it's definitely going to help not only our environment, but our pocketbooks.
Yeah. And that stuff catches up, you know? I mean, we're only...
pocketbooks. Does anybody actually carry pocketbooks?
I was going to... I didn't want to call... Usually it's me that does something like that. Yeah, I don't even know what a pocketbook looks like. I'm not even sure what that is necessarily. I gotta look that up.
Small book you carry in your pocket.
I gotta look that up. I will do it this weekend, and we'll be back on Monday, Seth, Melissa, and I, with more fun. Great work this week, everybody here, especially you, Melissa. Way to knock it out. Nice week.
You too, James.
Have a great weekend, okay?
You too.
And you all out there, have a safe, fun weekend. We appreciate you. Hey, how about we meet back here on Monday, everybody?
Yeah, let's do that.
Meet you back here.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.